I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
That's right. Grow stronger. How do we grow stronger? Pray, faith, prayer, the sacraments.
Amen.
And a life of virtue. That's how you grow stronger. I'm on duty. Terry, are you on duty?
Absolutely, I'm on duty, sir. And I love to tell everybody about this weekend and what's going on. We always start with the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. But I want to also tell your friends at the break that you're going to hear some really powerful shows this week. We have Scott Hahn coming tomorrow to talk about his latest book. We've got Bishop Strickland coming on Wednesday. And today, you know, we want to expose the truth to people. And sometimes to expose the truth, you have to show error. So one of the topics we're going to cover is presidential candidate Joe Biden says that he wants Christians, that's us, on a terror list for opposing the LGBTQ agenda. Is this fake news? Jesse, it's not fake news. Number two we're going to cover. Is the coronavirus a chastisement? It depends on who you ask.
If you ask the liberal, they say no. If you ask somebody who's orthodox and got his head on straight, they say, of course it is.
Right, but then I love how we end every show with a positive thing about our Catholic faith. The power of Christ's holy face, the little-known chaplet for battling God's enemies. And I love the stories that are in this article, too. So that's what we got covered. And don't forget, everybody, an email's going out with Steve Ray and Jess Romero. We got the men's conference coming up. We've got Steve Ray's virtual pilgrimage to the Holy Land. You'll be getting information on that. And also, Jess, we had 200 people at the chapel again, confessions. As I said the other day, we had one person text me before the show and said, my daughter came back to the church after 12 years. Thank you for allowing us to receive confession. I said, that wasn't me. I just make calls to the priests, and they come and they hear confessions. And we're going to continue to do that even under the lockdown. Hey, Jess, I'm a rebel. You know what, Jess? The bottom line is, if I get to have to go to jail for bringing people to the sacraments, Jess, when I'm in jail, if they let me have a phone call, I'll call you on a show. I don't mind, because you know what? It's all about living the faith, spreading the faith. And, you know, life is short, eternity is forever. So we've got a great show ahead of us today. But my favorite part, Jess, is when you read the Gospel of the Mass.
Soul food.
Yep, soul food, brother. Let's do it.
Here it is. The Gospel of, speak, Lord, your servants are listening. John chapter 15, verses 26 to chapter 16, verse 4. Here's what it says. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Put on your seatbelts.
Yep.
But when the Counselor comes, that's the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Greek Eastern Western schism, where the Orthodox went into schism, said, Jesus doesn't send the Holy Spirit. That was their argument. That's why we split.
Right.
Well, what does the Bible just say right now? Jesus says that whom I shall send to you from the Father. So Jesus just basically came down on the Catholic side, not on the Orthodox side, on how the Holy Spirit is sent. Jesus is part of the sending, so the Orthodox were wrong 1,000 years ago. Even the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness to me, and you also are witnesses. By the way, the word witness in Greek means one who is a martyr, one who's willing to die for Jesus. Because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all this to you to keep you from falling away. Notice, that's a temptation. The devil is always trying to pull us away from Christ. And even right now, Terry, especially now, through depression, through anxiety, through stress, through hopelessness, through despair. Yep. That's what he's doing right now. It's right in the Bible. That's what he's always been trying to do, pull people away from Jesus.
Yep.
Verse 2. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. You know, that's a good description of Islam. That Islam believes that killing people for Allah, they think they're serving God.
Yep.
That's And it also happened to the Catholic Christians at the time of the apostles. The Jews were having the early Catholic Christians killed. They thought they were worshiping Yahweh by doing this. And it says, "And they will do this because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you of them." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Powerful.
Only two things I'll mention again in verse 26, I think, where it says the Spirit comes from the Father and the Son. Okay? In verse chapter 16, verse 7, it says it comes from the Son. Again, so again, I think the decision of the East-West Schism is right in Scripture. And also, something very interesting about this is that the mission of the Holy Spirit is the reflection, it's this eternal procession from the Father and the Son, and it's expressed in the Nicene Creed. We pray this at every single Mass, that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. Paragraph 244 to 248 of the Catechism. It's right in the Bible. Today's gospel reading, it's right there. Also in verse 2, what jumps out at me, it talks about out of the synagogues, and in other words, the apostles will be driven out of the synagogues and they'll be martyred. Well, you know something? Today, the same thing is happening in Muslim countries. Catholics are being driven out of those countries because they believe that they're serving God. But according to rabbinic meditations, there was this one Jew by the name of Phinehas, and in this episode where he sees that his fellow Israelites were involved in mortal sin, in Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, in a good sense, he actually slayed apostates from Judaism who were sacrificing to false gods. That's in the book of Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. And the Bible says that that was a righteous act because, again, he was driving out apostates. Terry?
Well said, Jesse. Hey, I want to bring Fulton Sheen in. He has a special guest. Would you bring that train in? Locomotive train, that is. You know, the person that we have on the train with Bishop Sheen, his birthday's today. He was born 100 years ago. It was St. John Paul II the Great. And Fulton Sheen and the Holy Father were best of friends. They knew each other quite well. And here's his saying we have today. He says, "Faith and reason are like two wings of the human spirit by which it soars to the truth." See, and that's what fits us here at Virgin Most Powerful, soars to the truth. The truth is what sets us free. I want to also mention, when Bishop Sheen was alive and John Paul II was alive, on October 4th, 1979, Pope John Paul II was visiting America at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And this is what the saint said about Fulton Sheen. "Bishop Sheen, you have written and spoken well. You are a loyal son of the church." And then he hugged Fulton Sheen. Now, I got to tell you something. We all know last December when Sheen was going to be beatified, all the shenanigans that took place. I guarantee you this, and I'm not in management, I'm in sales. If St. John Paul II was reading the church in 2020, Bishop Sheen would have been beatified. I'll just say it that way, Jess. It's just the facts.
It's because political.
Political move.
The reason he's not a saint is because, I'll just be honest with you, there's enough bishops who are modernists and dissenters, and some of them are covering up for homosexuals, or maybe homosexualists themselves. They don't want Bishop Fulton Sheen to be the patron saint of the USCCB.
Nope. And I might add, Bishop Strickland, who's going to be our guest on Wednesday, I have a teaser question for everybody. I asked Bishop Strickland, what happened January 20th when you met with Pope Francis regarding the former Cardinal McCarrick case? Well, I'm not going to tell you what he said. I'm going to let him tell you on Wednesday. Fascinating interview that we have coming up on that topic. But St. John Paul II was born 100 years ago, so I thought it was appropriate that he would join Fulton Sheen into Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Fulton. So I would just say both Fulton J. Sheen, pray for us, and St. John Paul II, pray for us.
That's right. Terry, it's as Catholics, let's not forget, right now places where the churches is locked down, you know, there's still some places locked down.
I'm in one.
You're in one, yeah. Don't forget, every single morning, start off with a spirit. Unite yourself with Jesus.
Amen.
Unite yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ in spiritual communion.
Yep.
In the evening, before you go to bed, confess your sins to the Lord. The catechism actually says to do that every day, so it's not something, I'm not telling you something. It's in paragraph 1457 and 1458. So in the evening, examine your conscience and look at your day and thank God for the gift of faith and thank God for everything that he's given you up to this point. And also, you know, let God know, Lord, you know I'm a sinner. You know that I'm trying to do, I want to be a saint. I want to be holy. Make a good examination of conscience and then say an act of contrition. And also, throughout your prayer time, throughout the faith, you know, at Virgin Most Powerful, we just recommend another thing that you should throw in there is an exorcism prayer. It's actually called Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is the oldest exorcism prayer in the Bible. It was prayed by Jewish exorcists for 1,000 years before the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And even today, it's used by Catholic priests during sessions. And so you can pray Psalm 91. It's also a prayer where we're begging God to remove plagues and pestilences. Is the Wuhan virus a pestilence? Absolutely. Psalm 91 is a prayer asking God to remove these plagues and pestilences and diseases from our midst.
Well said. Jesse, when we come back, we've got something very special. I mean, we want to show the hypocrisy of the world right now. I'll give you one hypocrisy, and that is about the former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running to be the next president of the United States. What is happening and what statements he's making that are outlandish. We'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Tell your friends to tune in when we take a break. We're on all kinds of ways to communicate with us, our app, our YouTube, and other stations. We'll be right back.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, I just want to call all the people, you know, I've got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, 5 kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I love it.
Out there.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
One day, the Antichrist will come upon the world scene, but until that day happens, which it is going to happen, there have been many, many antichrists. Mm-hmm. Terry, I would say that former Vice President Joe Biden is an antichrist with a small a, without a doubt.
Yeah, and he's baptized as a Catholic. That makes it even worse, Jesse.
That's why he's an antichrist, because
yep.
he's a baptized Catholic Christian
yep.
that's received all his sacraments.
Yep.
And yes, yet this former Vice President Joe Biden, who was running for president, he has a message for all American Christians, Catholics and Protestants. And the message is, if you don't defect from your faith and embrace leftism, then you're going to be added to the governor's terror watch list. What do I mean by that? Well, this is what Biden promised during a recent CNN town hall event, as he decried believers in Christ for opposing the radical LGBTQ agenda. So in Biden's view, unless you vigorously support the transgender mafia in its effort to transition all children into something other than their natural biological sex, then you're a terrorist
yeah.
who deserves to be marginalized from society and possibly even shift off to Guantanamo. Terry, this is an antichrist position that he's taking. And he's getting his marching orders from the far left Southern Poverty Law Center, known as the SPLC. They're a hate group which is pushing for all opposition to the cult of LGBTQ to be designated as terrorism. And what they're doing, Terry, they're taking the Bush's Patriot Act and they're taking it way out of what was intended back during the 9/11 attack by terrorists to kind of protect this country. They're basically warping it way out of what it was intended to do to protect us temporarily during a time under terrorist threat. Who knows? Maybe we should revisit the Patriot Act and get rid of it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that it's being abused even more now. Jesse, also, Mr. Biden is running to be the next president of the United States. This is why we want to bring this up to our listeners so that you can make an informed choice. I can't tell you personally how to vote. I know how I'm going to vote. I'm not going to vote for someone who's for killing unborn babies and undermining the validity of marriage between a man and a woman. But you know what's also exposing? Because it's truth. The truth is here. The media, okay, Jesse? We used to have the media that would go after the truth. That's what you would come out in the media and say, what is the truth about this story? Not which way you want to lean, left or right. What's the truth? Well, the media also is refusing to report about the 7 women that have charged Joe Biden with sexual abuse. The media, okay? So why am I saying this? I think that when you look at what happened a year or two ago with Kavanaugh, where he was accused in high school of abusing a girl, and then the media jumped all over it. 100 people from my neck of the woods, Jesse, media people, 100 movie star people got on the bandwagon and said, hey, this is wrong. Not one of those 100 people out of those 100 came back and said anything about Joe Biden abusing women, that would be wrong. See, there's an example. It's a clear example here, Jess, of somebody.
And this is huge. I'll tell you why, because the media is ignoring. I mean, where's this Me Too movement? All women have the right to be heard. Yeah. All women have the right.
Yeah, where is it?
We can't be victimizing them. I agree with all that.
Yeah.
But the media is definitely ignoring.
They're being selective.
7 women who have made claims that Joe Biden sexually assaulted them. Now, this is different. They're not saying, oh, we had casual sex, which we call in the New Testament sin of fornication. Okay. They're not saying, oh, we consensually fornicated with Joe Biden. They're not saying that. They're saying they were assaulted by him.
Yep.
This is quite different from both our sins, obviously. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're not saying, oh, yeah, we had casual fornication, which is a mortal sin. They're saying, no, we were assaulted by him. This guy was a sitting vice president for 8 years. A senator for 30, and now he's running for president.
Yeah,
and the media is just kind of like saying, "Ho hum,
looking the other way,
nothing to see here. Move on." Terry, this man is also taking credit. By the way, he says it wasn't Barack Obama. He actually says he was the one that had homosexual marriage passed in this country.
Yeah,
he bragged about it.
Yeah,
he said You know, he says that Barack was against it, but I convinced him. So Joe Biden calls the great contribution of being a politician for 30 years and a baptized Catholic. He says the great contribution that he's given this country is Obergefell versus Hodges, homosexual marriage.
Well, Jesse,
Terry, this is a disgrace, Terry. This guy is un-antichrist.
Well, we need to pray for him because after what I say now, he's going to need even more prayers, Jesse. What you just said, he witnessed a homosexual marriage in the White House
while
he was the vice president. Okay? That is objectively
And he performed
sin.
One. No, he performed
He did! That's
He's
sinful,
the,
objective.
I guess the credentials.
Yeah.
Government, yeah.
So we need to pray for his conversion. I want to see him get to heaven, but right now, objectively, what he's doing
he's
is
jumping over the trapdoor of hell.
Exactly. So out of love, we pray for his soul. As a matter of fact, tonight at your rosary, lift him up for his conversion because it's a serious matter. Jesse, here's interesting news. As this information gets out, more people are realizing this is not a guy to vote for. And I don't usually quote CNN, but I'm going to quote CNN today. It says Trump leading Biden in 15 battleground states, and that was on the 8th of May. So what's happening right now is, Jesse, people are getting the truth about former Vice President Biden, and they're looking at it and going, wait a minute, I don't want this man being the next president of the United States. So I say this, out of charity, we tell people the truth about both candidates, okay? And Trump is not a saint. I'm not going to say he's a saint. But when we vote, we have to look at who's going to move the football forward to the first down. And it ain't Biden. That's all I'm saying. And it seems like...
And I'm talking about the pro-life first down, the pro-religious liberty first down. That's what we're talking about.
Who's going to pick the next two Supreme Court judges? Next, the president who's going to come in November, either President Trump or Biden. And I guarantee you, look what Biden's track record shows. He's not going to be defending the unborn. So to me, it's a no-brainer, Jess.
Terry, you and me, seriously,
we're simple.
We've done a lot of programs on homosexuality. It's wrong. It's evil. It's gravely, it's intrinsically evil. It's gravely disordered. You and I, if they would get the dozens of shows we've done on that topic, on the immorality of one of the four sins that scream the vengeance of God from heaven.
Yeah.
The four worst sins on planet Earth, according to the catechism, homosexual sodomy. Mm-hmm. You and I guess we would be considered, if Joe Biden becomes president, you and I would be considered dangerous and part of a terrorist group. Here's what he says.
Sick.
What we had to deal with hate crimes, he's not talking about the Obama administration when he was in it. What we had before to deal with hate crimes was we had a position in our administration, the Obama administration, within both the Department of Justice as well as within Homeland Security, a provision to keep watch on these groups that we know are out there, like terrorist groups. They're similar. Biden's referring to the danger of Christians to American society. So Virgin Most Powerful, every one of us here on Virgin Most Powerful believes that homosexuality, the practice of sodomy, is evil. It offends God, is an abomination, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual sodomy. It's evil. Well, you and me, Terry, would be considered, under a Biden presidency, dangerous people. He says this, to be able to follow what they're doing and follow up on threats that come forward, Biden went on to contend about how he believes the federal government should be able to spy on Christians who are like terrorists.
Is this fake news, Jesse? Come on.
He says they're similar.
Jesse, this is the truth. It's almost, if you would have told me 10 years ago.
It's from the Washington Sentinel.
I know it is, Jess, but it's
not a Catholic source. It's a secular source. This is their source.
Yes, and they're proud to say it too, actually. That's how bad. You know what? The world right now is upside down. Let me give you an example before we have to make this little break. You made your great point about Biden. He's not the guy we should be promoting. But how mixed up our world is. Our church is still out here in California, Jesse, are closed until at least the August 1st, and then they'll decide maybe. But the governor of California is running the show right now. But to give you an example of how crazy our world is, homosexual marriage, I get that, abortion on demand. But here we are trying to open up our churches, we as lay people, and the nation right now, people who push back in their industry, like the pole dancing industry, which is strip clubs, they're now getting their clubs reopened, of course they have to wear a mask. That's all they wear. Okay? See, here's my point. They're getting in, and we're sitting back going, yeah, but we can't walk into a church and pray. You can't go in there and pray a rosary. The Blessed Sacrament's off limits right now. We won't want to get anybody caught with the coronavirus. Here's the point I'm making. Stop right now. Not only on, but we can't even open our churches right. Can't even open our churches right now. Open our churches right now because we're so. I'm not sure what we are. Ever were. I'm not sure what we are. But man, if souls are saved, Jesse, everything
now,
is saved.
What are we?
I know.
Of?
That's what I'm trying to figure it out. And that's why.
And if you get the virus,
yeah.
It's not even dead. It's not that deadly.
No.
In other words, if you look at proportion, yeah. Proportionally. How many people have died compared to other viruses and other times?
Yeah.
This one is very minuscule. The death rate is very small. Yeah, it's. I know friends of mine, they go, yeah, it put me on my back for like 2 weeks. It was a horrible flu,
yep. You
know, and I'm back up and up, and now they're immune to it.
Yeah.
Terry, Catholics, yes. The question is for Catholics.
That's the
and
question.
Trust in God.
That's the
and
question.
Trust in God.
That's the
and
question.
Do we desire God more? Do we desire God,
yep.
The living God in our
Who's
soul?
Who's first in our life?
Or are we more afraid of a virus?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question we have to ask ourselves.
Yeah. And Jesse, I'm okay with telling you vitamin D is also helping people now. The statistics are showing to recover from this virus. I'm all for that. But you know what we call the collateral damage? 30 million people out of work? What? Yes. You know what is essential? Ask mom and dad who need to provide food for their children if their job is essential. They're going to say, absolutely, it's essential to us. I think we have to be honest. The collateral damage is way out of control.
Speaking about essential, I'm going to quote Joe Biden here. He says, again, this is the guy that wants, this is the apostate Catholic that wants to be president. Here's what he says.
Okay.
There's another article, LifeSite News.
Yeah.
Joe Biden calls killing babies and abortions, quote, essential health care that cannot be delayed.
Just the facts.
So the holy sacrifice of the mass, where we receive the sanctifying graces that gets the soul to heaven upon death, that's not essential for Joe Biden and for blue state governors who are liberal. No, it's not essential. But tattoo shops are, medical marijuana shops are,
strip clubs
are, abortion clinics are essential health care, according to blue state.
That's
Democrat
right.
Governors,
sick,
liberals,
sick.
And progressives. We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment. You know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
man, you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, and I just want to call all the people. You know, I've got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, 5 kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I love it.
Out there.
Welcome back, Jesse. We got a little technical issue, but we're here, brother.
I'm here.
Let's talk
back.
About is this virus a chastisement? Grid article says it depends on who you ask. You're right. It really does.
Yeah, Terry. Yeah, if you ask a liberal progressive, they're going to say, oh, what are you talking about? Are you crazy?
No.
Now, Mother Earth, it's led, we've abused Mother Earth. It's led to these abused Mother Earth. It's led to these eco-catastrophes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll give you all, you know, sentimental Catholics, they'll deflect from the question. They'll talk about the ecology and about global warming. But the fact is, if you ask a hardened sinner on this issue, you know, they're not going to give you a straight answer because they've embraced the world's false promises. But if you want to get the right answer, Terry, on is this coronavirus a chastisement for God? Again, it depends who you ask. If you want an answer, an honest answer to that question, ask a repentant sinner.
Exactly.
Because an unrepentant sinner is going to obfuscate. They're going to spin it. They're going to go political on you. Oh, this is because of Mother Earth and global warming. But if you ask a repentant sinner, is this a chastisement from God? They're going to have the courage to say, yep. It sure is. Yep, the coronavirus is a punishment for our sins. God is chastising us for abandoning him, personally and as a nation. I know God's chastising me. I deserve to be punished.
Yep,
because,
I do too.
The Mass reminds us, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. I have grievously sinned against God.
Yep.
My country has. My church has. And the reason why repentant sinners answer correctly is that we have a true notion of what sin is. But society, St. John Paul II told us, society has lost the sense of sin. They've lost the idea of the gravity of sin, and therefore they can't conceive that it's a chastisement from God. But if we knew the seriousness of sin and how it offends God, we would see everything, including our own guilt, with different eyes, Terry.
Jesse, you nailed it. Bishop Sheen said, everybody thinks they're immaculately conceived, that they don't have sin in their life. And when you believe there is no right or wrong, then how in the world is there some kind of just God? They don't see God as being in the equation at all. As a matter of fact, they many people, even in our church, see God as this such a merciful Father that no matter what you do, God will always forgive you. We call it presumption. They presume that God is going to forgive them for anything they did. They don't have to ask. It's just presumed that God will let you in. So don't worry about fornication, adultery, homosexual marriage. Come on, God's bigger than all that. That's what I've been told. And so when you talk to them about God's judgment on people, wait a minute, that's old school, Jesse. I mean, St. Augustine, St. Alphonsus Liguori, those guys, man, they're old. We got this new idea that God is so merciful that we call it fake mercy. Let's live, because it makes me feel a lot easier not to have to feel guilty about fornicating or committing adultery or homosexual marriage. It's kind of like, whatever feels good, do it. That's our culture, Jess.
That's right, Terry. And St. Augustine, St. Alphonsus Liguori, these are doctors of the church. Terry, modernists disregard them.
Oh, big time.
Like if they were just some freshman in college that's writing a
term. What do they know?
Yeah, exactly. But I'll tell you what, theology, fundamental theology,
yes,
dogmatic theology, salvation history teaches us that sin is serious.
That's right.
It destroys our relationship with God.
Right.
It frustrates God's infinite goodness because God wants to bless us and God wants to shine his face upon us. But the fact is, our desires for good and happiness are oftentimes they're worldly.
Yep.
They're secular. We got our eyes and our heart in the world. We're trying to find, you know, natural happiness and goodness on planet Earth. And we just try to bypass God. So we embrace a life of sin. And this is the result of it, Terry. What we're seeing right now is a result of national sin, ecclesial sin, and our personal sin, because a sinful society, we live in very sinful times right now, especially I would say it's ramped up since the 60s.
That's right.
I can prove it in a book I wrote, Knocked Off the Donkey. I start tracking everything from the 50s and the 60s of the present moment. Not that there wasn't sin before, but it just
escalated.
Escalated. Yeah. Around the late 50s, early 60s, it really took off.
Yep.
It's like if you put, you just turbocharge the engine.
Yep.
And so we see occasions of sin virtually everywhere. Everything in our culture conspires against the gospel of Jesus Christ so that we could fall into sin. And most people, most choose not to recognize their iniquity. They just, Like, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know. And a lot of people don't want to get deep in their faith. You know why? Because they're saying, hey, ignorance is bliss. I don't want to know about it. Don't tell me about contraception. Don't tell me about masturbation. I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
And so that's the problem, is that we're all sinners, but some people choose to remain blind. And the fact is, we're sinners because our acts offend God, especially the sins of impurity that dominate our hyper-sexualized world. And especially, this is promoted by the media. The media seems to be, you know, the teacher of immorality. And a lot of people choose not to recognize their sin. They say, hey, I like being ignorant. I don't want to know the church's teachings. Leave me alone.
Yep.
You know? But the fact is, we can sin by failing to honor God.
That's right.
We can also sin by, if we don't defend his law or oppose the reign of sin, that's, you know, the sin of omission. Don't speak out against it. And for those of us who are trying to do the right thing, trying to do what's good, right, and beautiful, we can also sin by failing to be, in other words, we can fall into the sins of self-justification or maybe righteousness or looking down upon people, having a Pharisaic spirit, looking down upon everybody else and just being overly judgmental. We got to make sure that we're not in heaven yet. We got to make sure that we're walking the walk and talking the talk, Terry.
Well said, Jesse. Let me put it on the natural level. If you're a dad like Jesse is, I'm a dad. Jess, when your boys did something wrong, did you and Anita go, oh, that's okay, Josh, don't worry about it. It's okay to go do something bad. No, you punished them, Jesse. Why? The same reason God punishes us, okay? There you go, brother. You nailed it. And so what I'm saying is, you see how the lack of the sense of sin has affected our culture? Even in the family, you know what people are doing? They're letting their, I was in real estate. I'll never forget doing a listing. I'm in the house and ready to list their house. And I see that the kids are watching pornography on the TV in the living room where I'm writing the contract. So I said to the dad, hey, you're gonna get that off. Your son, look. And he looks over and he goes, oh, yeah, that's his favorite show. You see, here's my point, Jesse. That dad let that boy down. And when we don't have a sense of sin in our life, not only are we letting our family down, but by sins of omission, you see, Jess, there's all kinds of ways to offend God. And right now, one of the big ones is that we don't believe that there is any sin. Because if we do, it's not a big deal because God is going to forgive us and then we don't have to ask. So this is the culture we're living in. And that's why, I'm going to be honest with you, Jesse, that's why people like Biden that we just talked about, and I hate to say this, Jesse, people are voting for guys like him who are baptized Catholics because it's going to be nice on their pocketbook, because that particular party says, we're going to give you something for nothing. And that's what I'm looking for, this world, not the next. And I'm asking everybody right now to look long-term in life, not the end of life. Man, what you do here, Jesse, you know it. It's going to affect your soul for all eternity. So for the love of God, bring back a sense of sin in our culture.
Most people have the wrong idea of God's punishments because, you know, they do not see them as the means to put things back in order.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what God is trying to do. He's trying to bring disorder back to order by chastisement.
Yep.
God is trying to
get your attention.
God is trying to make what's unclean and making it clean.
Amen.
God's chastisement, as Dr. Scott Hahn says, it's not punitive, it's medicinal. And Our Lady of Fatima spoke of chastisements in this manner of God trying to put things back in order. Because when society as a whole becomes sinful and unrepentant,
like now,
the only way to return to order is through great tribulation for all. That's chastisement. In fact, St. Alphonsus Liguori, doctor of the Church of Moral Theology, he says this, quote, God being infinite goodness desires only our good and to communicate to us by his own happiness. When he chastises us, it is because we have obliged him to do so by our sins, close quote. And of course, God desires our amendment, our conversion more than we do. And he chastises not because he desires to punish us, but because he wishes to deliver us from punishment, eternal punishment now.
Yeah.
And God has compassion on us by showing himself angry towards us in order that we may amend our lives, as we say in the old act of contrition, and that we and that he may be able to pardon us and save us, because that's what God wants. The Bible says God wants to save all mankind so that they can come to the knowledge of the truth. Terry?
Well, Jesse, also another great saint, St. Augustine, talks about that when we sin, mortal sin, is something done or desired contrary to the eternal law, like on marriage. When we sin, we voluntarily turn away from God, our true last end. We disobey God by breaking his law, which is suited for our nature and our happiness. So sin offends God because we prefer our passions. Yes, and here's the bottom line. Bishop Sheen said it. The only value in saying yes to God is you have the freedom to say no. We have free will. So when someone tells me, well, I can't be responsible for that, I say, stop. Stop bemoaning yourself. Stop playing like, you know, poor as me. Be responsible for your actions, because God gives you free will. So, like, for example, Jesse wrote a book on marijuana. You start smoking marijuana, you lose your free will to choose good over evil. When you start drinking to a point where you're high, again, you lose free will, and that's a sin. We see God's given us a great gift, and it's our free will. And when we lose it voluntarily, we lose it, then we're sinning against God. That's as simple as I can make it, Jess.
Well, Terry, that's blue-collar talk. That's why people like the show. And repentant sinners, we understand this, because there's only two types of people.
Yep.
Unrepentant sinners and repentant sinners. Make sure you're part of the class of repentant sinners, because a repentant sinner is tracking towards heaven. An unrepentant sinner is jumping over the trap door of hell.
Absolutely.
And the repentant sinner, you know, we cry out like St. Alphonsus of Liguori.
Yeah.
You know, oh God, I have offended you so much. Chastise me in this life that thou may spare me in the next. We'll be right back.
Amen. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. At conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
The Power of Christ's Holy Face.
Amen.
This is a little-known chaplet for battling God's enemies.
Woo-hoo.
Right in front of my studio here where I'm at,
yeah.
I got the picture of Jesus in front of me. So for years, as I look up at the wall behind the monitor,
yeah.
I see the face of Jesus. That face that we see here. If the article that we have is called The Power of Christ's Holy Face, a little-known chaplet for battling God's enemies. That's the picture I have right in front of me. And I pray to the Lord every break right there. I'm looking at his holy face. I say, Lord Jesus Christ, by the light of your holy face, shine your face upon us. Every time I look up from my monitor, I'm saying that prayer. Terry, this is one of those beautiful Catholic devotions that goes back, back to 1887 by
Love
Pope
it.
Leo XIII.
Yeah, tell us how it all came to be, because it's fascinating, Jesse.
Our Lord revealed the powerful devotion of his holy face to a French Descalced Carmelite nun.
Yep.
Her name was Sister Mary of St. Peter in the mid-1800s.
Yep.
And our blessed Lord asked that she spread the devotion in reparation for the blasphemies against God and the profanation of Sunday. And so many saints honor the holy face of Jesus, including St. Teresa of Lisieux. Pope Leo XIII, he established an archconfraternity of the Holy Face in 1887, and the Catholic Church celebrates the Holy Face of Jesus each year on the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. And there's 9 promises that our blessed Lord promised to those who honor his holy face. Terry, do you got the 9
promises?
Yeah, I do,
but before we go to the promises, I want to let everybody know that the little flower, St. Therese, said that it was this image that saved her life when she was a little girl and she was dying, and she said that the holy image spoke to her. Now, I have that same image that she had in her convent at my house, because I have devotion to that also. So this is a powerful devotion, and let's face it, we get confidence when we know we're living in the presence of God, and right now we all need that. But yes, we'll go back and forth on these promises that he presented, yeah. Just like the promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Number one, this is what he presented, 9 promises to those who honor his holy face and honor his holy name. By offering my face to my eternal Father, nothing will be refused, and the conversion of many sinners will be obtained.
Wow. Here's what I would recommend this to men. Father Ripperger recommends this.
What's that, Jess?
You get a picture of the holy face of Jesus if you're struggling with pornography, okay? And especially the bloody holy face.
Oh, yeah.
And he says also focus if you're dealing with an issue of sexual vice, focus on the holy face of Jesus and the 5 sacred wounds of Jesus every single day. Meditate that for 15 minutes, and pornography, sexual addictions will break.
That's
like
awesome.
like spaghetti, just coming off of your spoon. They will break. They will melt away if you start a 15-minute meditation on the holy face of Jesus and the 5 sacred wounds, because what happens is those demons of sexual perversion that you've let inside, they are tormented because they're putting images in your mind that are quite the opposite, and they're tormented and they're driven out by the holy face of Jesus and the 5 sacred wounds of Jesus. So you have to replace these images that the demons put in your mind with these images of 15 minutes of daily meditation every day, and it will melt like spaghetti on a spoon.
We have all these promises. We won't get to them all here, but I want to remind you, Jesse just mentioned Father Ripperger. He's one of the best exorcists in the country. And Jesse, just take a minute and tell the
I'll
folks
be
about your
He's
new
He's the
show.
Best in the world, Terry.
I would say so, but...
Well, I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
Because he uses an approach that's he brought back that most exorcists don't know about. He's brought back what's called the Thomistic monastic approach to healing, deliverance, and exorcism.
There you go.
And I'm proud to say that I'm part of his lay team at Liber Christo. I'm actually part of the board now. My wife and Anita, we've been trained under
Good.
Him. And so we're bringing on Wednesdays, we're actually adding a program. You're used to Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You get Catholic spiritual warfare here on
right.
VMP on the Jesus 911. Wednesdays, we're going to change Jesus 911. We're going to bump it up a little bit because we're going to go more Thomistic and theological. It's going to be called Liber Christo War College Situation Room. So on Wednesdays,
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to be interviewing Dan Schneider, and Kyle Clement, both of these guys are professors of exorcism. They teach directly for and under Father Chad Ripperger. Everything they say has been vetted and taught to them by Father Ripperger. These are basically his top students. This is what I would call Gamaliel and St. Paul. Father Ripperger is Gamaliel. St. Paul is Kyle and Dan Schneider. They're going to be on every Wednesdays. Father's going to be making a cameo appearance one Wednesday a month with us. And we're going to be talking about high-level spiritual warfare, not based on Protestant Pentecostal principles that have spilled into the Catholic Church and are virtually used in every Catholic diocese. We're going to Thomistic, monastic principles of healing, deliverance, and exorcism. That's every single Wednesday. So the Jesus 911 show will be called, it'll be replaced on that day alone. It's going to be called Liber Christu War College Situation Room.
Wow, thank you, Jesse. That's coming up quick, and we've got more new shows.
Next week.
Go to our website, virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Jesse, the next promise, by my holy face, they will work wonders and appease the anger of God and draw down mercy on sinners. Jesse, would it be a fair statement? I think it is, that God is angered by the way we've responded in the last, especially in our lifetime, with the way sin has been so flippant and the practice of the faith has been so weak. I would think that we would want to appease the anger of God by living our Catholic faith. So this is a very powerful promise in my take on it.
Some modernists will say, God doesn't get angry.
Oh, really?
Well, then you may as well Romans chapter 1 from your Bible. Just take it out and rip it off, because that's where it comes from, the anger of God.
Yep.
So if you don't believe that, then go to your Bible right now, take out Romans chapter 1 and rip it out of your Bible, because you're just denying the word of God. Number 3, all those who honor my face in a spirit of reparation will by so doing perform the office of the pious Veronica.
Wow.
This is a powerful form of prayer, making reparation, because there's a lot of sin all around us. Our own sin, especially if it's already been confessed, if you're living in a state of grace, your past sins, you want to make reparation for that. That's why purgatory people go there, to make reparation of the effects of the past sins that have already been forgiven. But there's a lot of friends and family members of ours that right now are living in stubborn, obstinate, mortal sin. And so it's good for some of us, as Bishop Olmsted wrote in a document, go into the breach, stand in the breach, and make reparation before them between God and these sinners within our family that are still stubborn and unrepentant.
We're not going to get to all 10, but I'm going to go to number 7 because it touched me. Those who are on earth contemplate the wounds of my face shall in heaven behold its radiant with glory. Jesse, this is something we have old school. Go back to reading the Passion Gospels, all 4 Gospels, because when you contemplate on the wounds of Christ, what that does for your soul is that it makes you appreciate what the price of sin is, that Christ died on the cross. He redeemed us, that even if you were the only person on the planet, Christ would have died on the cross for you. And if God stopped thinking about you, you'd cease to exist. So contemplate on the wounds of his face so that in heaven, behold, it'll be radiant with glory. I mean, you could participate now by having devotion to the holy face of Jesus.
That's why it's good to have holy images around your house.
Oh,
I think every room I have in my house has a face, the face of Jesus.
Good.
Okay? Every room I have. And it's been blessed by a priest. So every room I go to, I'm looking at the face of Jesus. I gaze upon it, and I reflect, I ponder. And that's point number 9. The promise says,
oh, yeah.
Jesus says, I will defend them, I will preserve them, and I assure them of final perseverance. Who is he talking about? Those people who honor the holy face of Jesus. Well, how can you honor the holy face of Jesus if you have no holy face of Jesus in your house? I've seen some Catholic houses. I'm embarrassed. Completely. I mean, you say, who lives here? A pagan?
Yeah,
there's absolutely no evidence. Yeah. If they walked in your house and said, oh, well, who is this, a Catholic that lives here? No evidence of it on your walls, in your room. And you wonder why. Man, I wonder why I have nightmares. I wonder why I have these bad thoughts. I wonder why I have these, I'm tormented. I hear these voices in my head. Well, one of the ways to protect yourself is these holy icons, these holy images. These things drive demons out of the house because they're sacramentals. Mm-hmm. They don't like being around sacramentals. It hurts them. It pains them. They like to be around the unholy and unclean objects. And that's why, again, they invade a lot of Catholic houses. A lot of Catholics bring statues from Hawaii, statues from India, statues from pagan countries, and put them all over their house. And there's absolutely no evidence of a Catholic statue or image in their house. And they're wondering why. I wonder why my kid is attracted to, you know, has a boyfriend and he's, you know, homosexual now. I wonder why my girl smokes marijuana every day. I wonder why my other kid has this ideation towards suicide. Well, again, we're not making our houses domestic churches, and we're wondering why our kids are going south.
Jesse, this is so important to have confidence in God that he will preserve and defend them, especially in these times of this pandemic. Okay, let's face it. People are scared all over. Really, I want to be honest with you, Jess. I'm not scared. I'll tell you why, Jesse. I have a belief that God has given me a job to do that he hasn't given to anyone else. And I hope you also have that, because that's what Blessed Henry Newman had taught about us. So when we have a culture right now that is all locked up, don't be scared. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. I wouldn't put my trust in the governor, the president. No, I'm not going to put my trust. It's in God alone. And so when I want to serve people, then I'm going to go out and serve people because I know that that's what God wants me to do, even at some risk. Because guess what, Jess? When you drive down to the grocery store in your car, there's a risk you might get hit. Okay? It's possible. But here's my point. Live in the presence of God so that God will give you the grace to be faithful. Jess, I don't know if we have more, but we also have our five stones that we want to encourage people to do. Real quick.
Yeah, Terry, the Bible says 366 times, do not be afraid.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Fear is the enemy of faith.
That's right.
As Catholics, pick up your five stones. Pray the rosary every day. Pray it from your heart. Number two, make a spiritual communion prayer with the Lord Jesus Christ every day. For those of you that whose churches have opened up, start going to Holy Mass and make reparation for the other people that can't receive the Holy Eucharist. Number three, read your Bible every single day. You have it on your phone app. It's called the Daily Mass Readings. Number four, as the penance, fasting. Okay? Prayer and fasting is the way to drive out some demons. They're so powerful, they need that twofold 1-2 punch. And finally, if you can go to confession, especially if you're in a state of mortal sin,
yes,
go. Remain in a state of grace by going to monthly confession. And if you can't get to confession, examine your conscience and do an act of contrition every single night before you close your eyes.
We have Scott Hahn on tomorrow. Join us on the Virgin Most Powerful.
St. Faustina's prayer for peace.
Oh, my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.